Chance gets some runs and rough ones. What has he shown you over the last few
years? You know, Chance is strong hands. I mean, really strong, explosive, physical. He plays with good leverage. Just getting more and more accustomed to the offense, the calls, the system. Obviously, his background with Coach Stoutland helps. So excited about his progress.
Right. And yesterday's practice was a pretty lengthy portion where you were practicing the screens, not against the defense. Is there something you guys saw that made you want to do that?
You know, it was just an emphasis. Coach Peterson really wanted to take a day and get some more work on that. You know, we talk a lot about landmarks and timing and rhythm on screens. There's a lot of details that go into that. And so sometimes just getting them on air, making sure we're hitting our right landmarks, the timing feels right. So yesterday was a little bit of an emphasis on that.
What do you like about Corey Clement when you guys signed him, and how's he looked so far?
Corey's looked good. I think he's come back a little bit lighter. He lost some weight from when he was here. I think that's done him well. I think he looks elusive. I think he even looks more elusive since he's come back and lost a little bit of weight. I think he's smart. He knows what he's doing. I think he runs hard. He's into it. He just seems like he's a football player. And I think he has that aggressive mindset that you need for a running back.
Frank, there were times last season where it seemed like you had to be very creative in short yardage, whether it was the way you lined up or the play call. How much flexibility does Garrett give you in those short yardage situations?
Because he's such a threat to run the ball, you know, obviously short yardage, you're going to throw it 80% of the time anyway. So and he's in the game. Everybody's figuring he's getting the football. So, and he will get the football probably the majority of those times. But when you have a guy like that in there and there's a little bit more concentration on him, it does allow you to be a little bit more creative to try to create some big plays off of that in short yardage situations. So we'll certainly look to do that this year.
How does Wendell still fit in the offense? How do you guys think you're still getting carries with Garrett and Pump and
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how the backs rotation plays out. I mean, we're excited about all those guys. I'm a big believer in Wendell, and I think he runs hard. I think he's a downhill thrashing runner. I think he's got good balance. Wendell is very, very smart football player. I love talking to him, like we're in walkthrough and we're doing blitz stuff. He knows exactly what's going on, and I think he has some explosiveness as a runner. So, these guys, they just got to get their opportunity and get enough carries. So I think it's going to be determined exactly how that running back rotation works out, but those guys have been looking good so far.
Marcus Johnson continues to show up in every practice. He had a good one today. What are some of the things that you've seen from him that stood out?
Yeah, Marcus does a good job. He works hard. He's into it. Smart. He's got some speed. He's got strength. He has the qualities that you're looking for. So very, very excited about his progress, and he's getting a good look. He's getting a lot of reps because at this point in training camp, that's really the way it is with the receivers. We're just kind of rolling them through. You know, when you go as many plays in as a row you go, and today we split the field, so there wasn't as much of a break for players today because of how practice was set up. So you have to rotate guys more, and that gives guys like Marcus even more of a chance.
He looked like Wentz. And this receivers were really dialed in team.
Really, I mean, today was a very good day for the whole offense. We had a few snafus here and there, but it was a good day. I thought in the pass game in particular, we really executed well. Probably it's only one practice, so I'm not getting too excited, but that's probably as well as we've executed in the passing game since I've been here.
Frank, how important is it to get Big B, Dylan Gordon, sort of back on the opposite side?
Yeah, I mean, that swing tackle is a very critical position because, odds are he's going to play. So you just got to keep swinging him. That's by nature what they got to do. They drew the short straw, right? I mean, the guys who are starters get to work their side and be good at their side. But when you're the backup, you got to be versatile. You know, when you're a backup player, you got to be versatile. You got to, especially up front. So it's good for those guys. They accept that challenge. And I think they work very hard at it.
What are some of the factors you guys will have to weigh when you decide whether or not to keep two or three running quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a tough decision because I think, we have some good quarterbacks here. there's a lot of roster considerations that get played into it. It's hard to predict what those are going to be, what they look like. I've been places where you can only keep two because of roster considerations, but if everything in a perfect world, sometimes you can keep three. I think that is truly a day-by-day decision.
Ideally, at the running back position, you'd have one guy that can run inside, run outside, catch passes, pass protect, do everything, so that you're not predictable on offense and what you're going to do if they see one guy in there versus another. You do have a stable of backs that kind of all have their varying strengths and weaknesses. What's the challenge in sort of not telegraphing to the defense what you're going to do on a given play depending on who's in the back?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair statement. You don't want to be predictable by personnel. I mean, if all of a sudden the Garrett comes coming in, you don't want him just to think run. So, but we actually like that predicament because what we try to use it to our advantage. So, LeGarrette comes in the game. He's a workhorse runner. We know teams fear him running the football. So play action is, are we going to run many drop back passes with him in the game? Probably not. And it doesn't matter. You could tell every team in the league that we're going to run the football and we're going to run play action with it. That in itself. And all you got to do is run a handful of play action to keep him honest, because the play action plays tend to produce. You get those linebackers stepping up to stop him. It creates huge holes in the secondary. So, there's been a lot of stuff about us last year with the yards per, attempt and all that stuff being low. You get a good running game like that, those linebackers start stepping up. All of a sudden, we get a lot of 20-yard completions behind those guys. So we'll take that problem.
What have you seen from Matt Collins so far? What do you think?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
What have you seen from Matt Collins so far? I know he's a special teams guy, at least in his mindset. But what roles can he play
off? Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's expecting him to contribute big time on special teams. And then he needs to be start out this year as a backup receiver who can be dependable, who can play multiple positions with his size and his length. He needs to be a guy who can be physical, who will be aggressive in the run game. We want to run the football. And then, he has a knack for – he's good on contested catches. He's got good speed. He can get vertical down the field. He's proven he can do that in college. He needs to prove he can do that at this level.
When you guys signed Jon Gordon, you knew it was kind of an experiment. Where is he at now?
Well, I think what sped up the process is he's two things. One, he's worked really hard at it. It's been important to him, and he's really developed. Secondly, I mean, between Stout and Eugene, spending a lot, he's getting good coaching between Jeff Stoutland and Eugene Chung, working with him for these years. And but the bulk of the credit goes to him because he's got to embrace that. He's got to embrace that transition for him, and he's really gotten better each year and has looked good so far. Thanks, guys.